Naming and claiming your sins. The first step in my transformation was the most difficult. As I grew into my new life, I suddenly realized the obvious. I was, and always had been, a sinner. But I thought at least I wasn't as big a sinner as some around me. I let everyone else's failings comfort me. The day of reckoning began when I admitted my sinfulness and realized that I had no right to judge others. That was God's responsibility. I knelt humbly before God, admitted my failings, and asked forgiveness. I wanted to change. Of the many things I've learned since, the most important is that I can't do this alone. The temptations in the world are just too great. I've sought out a community of friends to help me, my circle of 12. They are real people, not perfect by any stretch, but they try hard to walk with Jesus in their new life. I ask for their wisdom and turn to them for fortification when tempted. One friend dove right in to help me. He said, "First you have to name and claim your sins." I really hadn't planned on that. Couldn't I just say I was sorry and try to do better? But darn, I knew he was right. I had always repressed my sins, burying them deep into my history. It was time they were out in the open. I had to admit them before I could change them. I sat down and listed my 7 deadly sins in order with my biggest failing first. They are lust, pride, wrath, envy, gluttony, greed, and sloth. I stared at the list. These are the things that keep all of us apart from God. I had to list them by name before I could develop disciplines to combat them. I'll be sharing more about my circle of 12 and what I've learned in future posts. What would your list look like if you made your own list? Which one do you struggle with the most? Do you have friends you can turn to for support and accountability? And what disciplines help you when you are tempted? Transformation begins when we first face our sins and when we realize that we can't do it alone. Blessings, Agatha.